Hello and welcome live from Tehran. You're tuned to Press TV's Top 5. I'm Marzia Hashemi. Thanks so much for being with us. First story takes us to Gaza this hour once again, where bloodshed has continued in the besieged area for 13 days. No let-up in the Israeli onslaught on the tiny enclave. Nearly 90 Palestinians have been killed across Gaza so far today. This has been the bloodiest day in the Gaza Strip in 5 years. According to figures provided by emergency services, the total number of people killed since the Israeli operation on July 8th stands at 425. Over 150 of them are women and children. More than 3,000 people have also been injured in the attacks. Now, this as Israeli tanks and artillery continue to shell northern and eastern Gaza while fighter jets keep pounding other positions in the densely populated region. Medics are warning of a serious humanitarian crisis in Gaza as hospitals are running out of basic medical supplies. We're going to cross over to Press TV's correspondent Hala Astafadi in Gaza. Hala, good to have you back with us. Hala, can you explain the latest situation on the ground there for us?
A new massacre has actually taken place in Gaza City. Israel has targeted two civilian apartments in Gaza City, resulting in three people who were killed and tens who were injured. Right in front of my eyes, there is a child who just collapsed, crying just next to her brother. The situation right now in the hospital is very tragic. I have already seen five ambulances coming to the hospital so far, and still there is more just right now. This is the sixth ambulance coming with more injuries after the latest Israeli massacre in Gaza City by targeting two civilian apartments. Three were killed and tens were injured. The bodies are totally in pieces, and children are crying right now. They've targeted their houses. They even ran to the hospital and they're barefoot. I can see this right in front of my eyes at the moment. As you can see, ambulances are just rushing right behind me. This is another massacre that Israel has committed against civilians, and still no one is even saying a thing about it. So Palestinians are only waiting for massacres, a massacre after another after another. I seriously cannot explain and or put it in any better words rather than this is a tragedy and this is a genocide. Ambulances are right behind me. Airstrikes are taking place right now. Kids are crying in front of my eyes. This is what's happening right now in Gaza.
Now, Hala, this is the results of the two airstrikes that we were talking about before, or is this something that has happened since we last talked?
No, this just happened. We're talking about an airstrike that took place in less than 15 minutes ago.
Okay, and what's the situation now? Are they continuing to attack? Are there still attacks right now, or tell me in general?
There's still airstrikes taking place in Gaza. This is the 10th ambulance that just entered at Shifa Hospital after this last airstrike. It's not only targeting Gaza City, to be accurate, but there is still a house that was destroyed in Beit Lahia in north, and there was a huge or heavy attacks also in southern Gaza as well. So airstrikes are still taking place. Tens of people who are killed are just now being received at the hospital, hundreds of them injured. You cannot look at the bodies. The bodies are in a very terrible state. Shrapnels are over the bodies. There was just, before we spoke, a little child that was thought to be dead because of the blood covering her. She could not open her eyes. And once they asked to put her on the ground because they thought she was dead, she opened her eyes, stating that she is alive. This is happening in every minute right now in the hospitals of Gaza. It's very intense right now. The hospital is very busy. Doctors are rushing towards the emergency rooms and operation rooms, and people are running all over the place for more people to receive more people who are injured and killed.
Were they able to at least get the those who were wounded earlier today? Can you hear me, Hala? Hala, can you hear me?
Yes, yes.
Okay, were they able to evacuate the other areas or at least get some of the bodies that, of course, that they weren't able to get to earlier? How was that situation? Have they been able to go back into some of the previous neighborhoods, or still the situation is so difficult that they can't get in there?
I've just talked to a doctor who told me that he was right there trying to get the bodies of the dead people under the rubble. A number of doctors went along with ICRC to get the bodies, but ICRC stated that they are very scared that they cannot go any further. However, Palestinian doctors did make it and get inside. When I compared what happened in the Shijaiya neighborhood to that in Sabra and Shatila massacre, he told me Sabra and Shatila is nothing compared to what he has seen today. He told me that was years ago, tens of years ago, but right now what Israel is doing using this technology is worse than any massacre that they have committed before against the Palestinians. And even he compared it to the war in Lebanon. He told me what he has seen today is worse 100 times of what he has seen before. Basically, they were able to get more bodies, but not all of them, as Israeli airstrikes continue targeting a number of houses and civilians in a Shijaiya neighborhood. So we're expecting the number of people who were killed to rise as soon as they are able to get there. The house that was just targeted, let me mention that they were not even warned to leave the house before they were targeted. And this is the reason why that it was a massacre, and this is the reason of the high number of injuries. Most of the injuries that has just came to the hospital are critical injuries and serious injuries, so we just hope that they can make it.
And more signs that Israel is using illegal weapons, correct, as you're seeing more and more bodies come in?
This is definite, because the types of injuries are not normal. You're talking about burns all over the bodies. You're talking about people who are losing their lower parts. You're talking about being targeted. You're talking about burns inside of the body and microscopic shrapnels all over the body that doctors cannot even deal with. So this would prove that they are using internationally banned weapons, especially that number of professors, international professors that came Gaza, has proved that Israel is actually using illegal weapons.
Okay. All right, Hala. Thank you so much. Of course, we'll be checking back with you. Hala Asafadi, Press TV's correspondent on the ground in Gaza.